We are on Daf, Membalet on the base. We have to learn the Rashi of the Gemara. Let us just see the Gemara one more time, Daf Membalet on the Aleph, or Psukas HaGargeres. One of the places is Psukas HaGargeres. Tane Kame Psukas HaGargeres Beruba. But Roiv of the Gargeres has to be Nifsat. Vikama Ruba. And how are you Messiah the Roib? Rav Omar, Roib of Yo. Rav says, Roib of the Oivi of the Tabois. That also goes into the Cheshbon of Roib. The Omri Lo, another say, Roib Halolo. It's the Roib of the Cholol, of the hollow space in the corner. You need Roiv of that area has to be Nifsak. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi says as follows. Roiv Oivya. Yesh Oimrim Roiv Oivi Hadoichen. Others have shot Roiv Oivi Hadoichen. Afa Pish Lohigia Lecholo. That means you look at the doifen of the kone, and if roiv of that is nipsak, even though you did not even enter the chlal hakone, it's also treif. Farashi says v'shibushu, that's a mistake. V'imkain, if that would be so, but even though the nipsak did not enter the cholol of the kone, and the kone is still sealed, and it's still treif, v'imkein chomol hakone min aveshet. So then it comes out that the kone is more chomol than the veshet. V'ilu veshet nikev oir hachitzen b'loi oir apnim mikosha. By the veshet, we have that in there are two oires. There's an outer oir and an inner oir. And we had, if the outer oir was nikev, and the inner oir is shalem, so it's kosher. Achi yinokev lecholo. So it would come out that the kone is more chomel than the veshet. And we see that the veshet is nikubosai b'mashu. And the kone is berubai. So we see that the talfis of the veshit is more chomer than the kone. So if we're going to say that roiv uvyei means that roiv of the oivi of the doifen was nifsak, even though it did not penetrate into the chomer, so that's a merdika modna maisha, so it comes out that the kone is more chomer than the veshit, which is zichon not true. So what is pshat roiv oivyo? Now, so what is taka pshat roiv oivyo? It doesn't mean that roiv of the oivy of the doifen was nifsak kloima. Ki misharinon ruba, when you mishaya roiv of the kone, the roiv oivyo misharinon. So, you take the roiv of the oivy of the tabas, and that's a chelik of the roiv that goes into the cheshbon of roiv. Now Rashi says, what is called oivya? So Rashi says, the oivy hakone. The oivy of the kone is when you're measuring min ha'oir uletzavo. You're measuring from the area from the oir to the tzavo. That means, let's picture the behemoth is laying down on its back. We're talking about a treif, but let's talk about what the behemoth is laying down on its back. Now, so the oir is over here, on the front, if it's facing up, and the tzavo means the matrekes. So you're measuring the oivi if you're going in this direction. You're going from the oir to the tzavo, and going in this direction, you're going to meet the gargeres. You're going to meet the kone over here. So going in this direction, if you have a raiv of the oivi, of the tapas, that means we'll see in Rashi that facing lamaila it is thicker. The tapas facing lamaila is thicker than facing lamata. Lamata it is open. There's only a tzua of basar in the back of the tapas. In the front, there's thick cartilage over there. So if you cheshben raiv oivya, so we have raiv of the, so we measure raiv, we start from raiv of the oivya of the tapas, and we with that we cheshben, and it enters the cholo, and that's called raiv. If you would cheshben with the cholo alone, it is not raiv of the cholo, because you used up a chelik of the oivya of the tapas to make your raiv. That is what Rashi is going to say, and there's a beautiful picture in the Sichas Chulin, so we know what we're speaking about, but let us just finish the Rashi. V'oivi ha'kone hainu, the direction, Rashi wants to say which direction we're going, and when is it called the oivi of the kone? Hainu min ha'oir, the direction from the oir, that is, from that is facing, we mentioned if the behemoth is on its back, so the oir, the oir that is facing the avir, ule tzavo, back to the mafrekis. So from the oir to the tzavo, that is how we, that direction is, we will be pagish in the oivi of the koneh. The ilu min haroish ule chazeh. If you'll be going from the Rosh down to the Chazer this way, Havi Oirech, that's not called the Oivi of the Behemoth, that's the length of the Behemoth. Ula Roichev HaTzava, or the width of the Tzava, going this way the Roichev, Havi Roichev HaKone. Ula Oivi HaTzava, now so the Oivi HaTzava, this means going this way through the thickness of the Tzava, from the Oir to the Mafrekis, Korinami Oivi Hakone, this is called the Oivi Hakone. Bishir Zeh Nimdat, if you're going this way, Oivi Hatnuch, that means the tapas is made of a type of a cartilage. So if you're going from the Oir to the Mafrekes, so you first, Apoigish, you first meet up with the thickness of the cartilage, and facing the oir, it is thicker over there. V'kaidem sheyagia lachatzi cholol. And before you reach half of the cholol of the konem, have a raiv oivya. So this is already raiv of the oivya of the tabas. Imat fonis v'cholol. If you take into consideration, you have the fonis of the tabas. With the cholol, so you're cheshbening with the cholos of the tzvonis, you'll have roiv. Mipnei, how is it that way? Mipnei shedoifen akona of milamayla. Because the doifen of the kone is thicker milamayla facing up. Again, we think the baim is, understand, Rashi, the baim is lying on its back. So memayla, so it's thicker facing up. Uletzava tzavo, in towards the back of the behemoth, towards the mafrekis of the behemoth, eina ele krum dak. Ustama, she nivsak akone milemaila now. Now, Rashi has a kasha over here. That one man yoma says, roiv oivya. So that is taif already. So this is a chumre. Reiv Oivya is a chumra, that even though it's not Reiv Chalala, it is Reiv Oivya, and that is enough. But Amrila, no, Akulas, that you need Reiv Chalala, you need Reiv of the Chalala, Reiv Oivya is not enough. Now, to say that, we'll see later in the Gemara, that Reiv Oivya is a chumra, and Reiv Chalala is a kula. That is if you're going this way. If you're going from the front towards the back, so then it is that way. What if you, we're not speaking about shchita, we're speaking about tartus. What if the tapas was nipsak from the back to the front? So then it comes out, roiv chalala is a kula. I'm sorry. Reiv chalala is a chumra. That means if reiv of the chalala is nipsach, it's a chumra. It's right. If you hold the reiv oivya, it's a kula. So Rashi and Akasha, we see later in the Gemara, the reiv oivya is a chumra, and reiv chalala is a kula. I mean, it matters which direction you're starting from. So Rashi says, stomach she nipsach hakone, normally, when it becomes treif, it doesn't become treif, it doesn't become nifsak from the back to the front. Normally, it becomes nifsak from the front to the back. That's normally how it becomes nifsak. So the thickness of the tnuch, that's the chelik of the doifen, that's lemaila, lashlume lerube, that's mashlim reiv of the tabas. So if you have reiv oivya, you have havichati chalol eirubay. That means if you'll chesh been down with the chalol, that means you could be finished with the reiv of the oivy, and the chalol, you're not by the reiv of the chalol. It's a chati chalol. Or reiv of the chalol was not nifsak yet. So that's this machlokes. And the Abhamrila Raiv Khalala Aina Traifa Akshayi Pasik Raiva Khalom. The Raiv of the Khala is to be Nibsak. Raivi Yatnuch Aini Mashlam La Raiv. The thickness of the Tnuch is not Mashlam La Raiv. Let's take a more of Aita. Ahi psukas hagargeres ta'asoi lekamei derav. It was a gargeres that was nifsak. It was brought for Rav. Yossi v'kabodik lo b'roiv oivya. So Rav was boidik. Is it roiv oivya? Is it not roiv oivya? That means Rav was going to be machma. I mean, if roiv oivya is nifsak, finished. He didn't hashbin with the cholol. He hashbin with the oivya. Amru lei Rav Kahane v'Ravasi l'Rav v'matanu Rabbeinu b'Reiv Chalala. What are you looking with the Ivy? You taught us that he chashmu with the Chala. Well, this is like the Amri law. Shadrei, no, he heard that l'kamei the Rav Bar Bachone. So he didn't want to get involved in this Bahime. He sent it to Rav Bar Bachone. Botka b'reiv chalala, Rabbi Baba Chana was boidik b'reiv chalala, v'achshira, and he was machshira, v'at reiv chalala, so my male is not reiv, and he was machshira. V'zavan mina, and he held it was a not reiv, so it's a kosher b'hime, v'zavan mina b'tleisa history pshiti b'sra. And he bought meat that was the cost of 13 Silei Medina. He bought meat he bought that amount of meat. So the Gemara now has two kashis and Rabba Bar Bachon. V'heicha Ovid Hachi, how could he do such a thing? V'sanya Chacham Shetimei, Ein Chavayrei, Rishoi Letayah. One chacham was metame, the other one is not permitted to be metame. Otsach, if one chacham asked, and chavei reshoi lahata. So the Gemara says, that's no problem. Shani hocha derav loy osa mesa. Well, the Rav didn't answer, he was being baidik. Maybe he was on the threshold of asking, but he didn't answer yet. And then when the Talmidim told him, why are looking at Revoivia? So he sent it right away. The Rabbi Bar Bachana, so not the so Rav didn't ask his mail, Rabbi Bar Bachana could be made. Yeah. Like the Gemara, it's a second shot. Fine, okay, that's no problem. But the Kivin Da'iri Bar Chochem, Eicha Ochemine. He says, but there was a Shaila. Is it kosher or not? We needed a Hayro of Rabbi Bar Bachana. So if there's a Ros Chacham, so that's not Plat Kosher, that's, so there was a Shaila, and he was matter. Heichi Ocham in a Boksi, it says by Yecheskel HaNovi, he said his Mailes vay ma ho shem lekim hine nafshi loy mituma un de vela trefel ya khalti minuray adata vol loy ba befi besar pigo. So now the Gemara translates this passage. Hine nafshi loy mituma shle yachalti vayoyim lovi lidei tuma balayim. Nevela trefela yachalti shle yachalti boso kais kais. I mean, I didn't eat from meat, but they were telling, they were rushing to sheikh them to sheikh to sheikh. I mean, it wasn't, I never ate from a mesukenes. But nevela trefela yachalti meilam. I never ate from a behemoth that you needed a ras chachem to be mattering. I never ate from such a behemoth. I mean, what is the kasha and Rabbi Bar Bachane? I mean, we're talking about the Yecheskel Hanavi. I mean, Meyid Malay Meyish Malay. I mean, you see from the first things that as he was Meirdik Kodesh. I mean, it could be the you see that what he called it. He called it Pigol. I mean, if he would say that Milsa the Chassidus. I mean, he called it. This is called Pigol. When Bobafi Bisar Pigol, so if he called it Bisar Pigol, it seems that this is something that even a person who is not the Madrega of Yecheskel Hanavi should not eat. Yeah. Then it's one mahalach, and Nosan, Shemarav Nosan Amru Shleichalti Mibahime Shleihuma Matanaisa. He never ate from a Bahime Shleihuma Matanaisa that they weren't mafresh the Right. So, but we're back to the kasha. So, Mamela, how did Rabbi Bar Bachane eat from this behemoth? So the Gemara answers as follows. Ani mili milsa detalya besfora. It means like this. If there's a shaila on the kashchus of the behemoth, and your makel misvara, you have a svara that it is kosher. It's a suffix if it's plate, if it's kosher. And you say it is kosher misvara. Well, that's cool. So the kashrus of the behemah is dependent on a svara. No, a svara, a person can make a toys. It's not batuach. But a person shouldn't eat. Rabbi Bar Bachane, Agmori Somach, this wasn't a svara. He had a Kabbalah. Rabbi Bar Bachane had a Kabbalah that Yuchayman with Roif Halola. That's Psukis, Agageris is Roif Halola. That was a Kabbalah. It's not a svara. So, if it's not Roif Halola, it's not Roif. It's not a svara. This is, but no Shaila. The whole issue is only Bavka, if you're Mata Mikoyach Svara, not Mikoyach Mesoire. Take the Gemara, another Kasha. So first we asked the Kasha how he was Mata Rab Asit. We said Rab didn't ask it. Then we asked, how was he permitted to eat it? It was, Rasa Shahira Baichachim. They said, no, this is not called, Haira Baichachim. This is not a hira. Hira means a rami kayach svara. This is a hira kayach mesayre. You had a mesayre, a kabbalah, that you cheshbon with raif chalom. The Gemara, the taipik lay mishum chishoda. It's another shayla. People will be choshed him. The sanya, we learned, baraisa, donas adin. He was ban adin, zika vechie. He was either mizake, one bar dover, mechav, another bar dover, tima vetia, osa vehitam. And Adam Shehido, Adam said that the soda belongs to Reuben. Kulan Rashoin Likach. So in all these cases, they're allowed to purchase it. What means Adam Shehido, Adam come and said Adam that there was a sixth between Reuben and Shimon, where this karka belongs. So Adam said that it belongs to Reuben. Right? No, Adam belongs to Reuben. Finish the Isaac. The next day they come to Reuven, you know, we'd like to buy the field. We'd like to buy the field. So they're allowed to buy the field. Mikar didn't allow to buy the field. There's no שש מעיקר הדין, בת, אבל אמרו חכמים, הרחיק מן הקיר ומן הדוים עליי, looks very modern, this nice, yesterday they said it's Reuven, today they come over to Reuven and they buy it from Reuven, it doesn't look too nice. So the Gemara says, Hani mili midi de mezabim mishume. I mean, something that is purchased, mishume, that means that you evaluate the value. So Mamela, it could be he gave him for a cheaper price, and then already he gave him a cheaper price. Because they said, belongs to Reuven, so Reuven decided to be mahana them, and so then that's called Hachik Menekia. Hache Miskele Muchach. Here the weight, he bought a certain amount of meat, and this is the price for it. I mean, it's you look on the sign on the window, it says how much a pound, and he bought that amount, so finished. So there's no rinnan over here. He paid for, if it's a shumer. So Shuma, it could be that he was Shama evaluated it in a cheaper price, that to be Mahanem for the Yedis, for the Dayonis. But if here the meat is sold by weight, and we have a standard rate how much it costs, so Mamela, so there's no Hachik Minakir. The Gemara brings a similar parrot. Kiyoda Rabbe, Shore Treifte Vizova Mino Bisre. Rabbe also was Matar a Treifte, there's a Shalvet Treifte or not. And then he bought from the meat. Amra Lei Bas Rav Chizde, so his wife saw this. His wife was the daughter of Rav Chizde. So she told him, my father didn't do what you do. Abba Shori Bukhra. And they came to my father and they asked a shayla, is it a mum or not a mum? At this, I'm chayla ba mum is necho bim dine. But you need a hayra, if it's a mum or not, it's a mum kavua. Abba shori bucha v'leizovim minei bisra. My father, if he was matarit, so he would not buy from the meat. I mean, he was nizah, hachik min hakir min adayim alayim. Your matter, baby, say it's slave, then you go and buy from it. I mean, oh my lord. She said, no, it's no kasher. Hani mili buche da shume mizdavit. It says, a bukhoyer, when you sell the meat, the din is out the, what's the covered of the bukhoyer? This came from a bukhoyer. So it's not nimka balitra. You don't weigh it. That's a psashtikal bezoyin for the meat of a bechir. Maisam bechir is not nimka balitra. So it is sold only by hashore, how much it's worth. So very good. Your father would never buy meat because there's hachik minakiyo. Because people can think that they made a Shuma Bezoil, because he was matter the Bechir. Abahoche Milski Lemuchach, but he, I bought the weight, I paid there's a rate how much a pound of meat costs, and there's a, so Mamela, that's what I paid, so where's the Arinon? What will people say? My Ike Mishum Umtze Mal Yosef. Hoyeme umtze mal yosa zovnali. This is a meiridike gemore. It seems that this man chazal, the meat was sold by weight. It's no chilek what, where the cut came from. If it was a steak, if it shot meat, it was a standard rate. It's a pound of meat, it's a pound of meat. Now, they gave him a good cut. They gave him, when he bought it, they gave him a good cut. That's it. So Rabbi says, whenever I go to the butcher, they give me a good cut. That's not because of the psak, I pass, and it's not late. Whenever I go to the butcher, they give He'll give him a pound of meat. So he'll give him a pound of meat that's more kosher. But that has nothing to do with this. What does he Rashi? Shodra Rav, Ukamei de Rabe, Bekleisa Istari Pshite. 13 Istari, Pshite means Silei Medine. These are Asala Medine, Shehem Pshutim Vekalem. They're Pshutim Vekalem, that means they don't weigh so much. And we have to understand that Bizman Chazal, the value of the coin was determined on the context, the silver content. The more valuable coin was a heavier coin. These were light coins. Istari Stam, but here it says Istari Pshiti, Poshete Istari. Rashi is like this. Istari Stam, Istari Zasela, Ainu Sloim Tzuri. These were the coins that were used in Tzuri. And Asela, Shasela Arba Dinrim. Asela is 4 Dinrim. So that's Istari Tzuri. The Istari Pshiti, Usela Medine. This is Asela Medine. Shminis Shabesela Tzuri. It's 1/8 of Asela Tzuri. The Hainu Chatzi Dinrim. History is Palge de Zuse, the Korle Hosam Sala Medina. So the Gemara is Takasha, how could Rabbi Barbachonen say that it's kosher, Rab Asad? So the Gemara answered, Loi Mesa also, Bahoch Yava Boyle Mivteke Bereiv Oivye. He wanted to be Boydik Bereiv Oivye. Tamidim didn't let him, so there never was a psak of Issa. Shadru lekami de Rabbe. Utalye besvare. So then the Gemara asked about how could Rabbi Barbachone eat from this meat? It's a basar shayral of chachem. So the Gemara says that what it's called basar pigo. That's after the talye besvare. Bahosam ikalis wuki, there's taka asafik, dugma lehabe svarim alye. Maybe it's not a good svarim. Bahoche rabbe, but over here, rabbe babachona agmore islamech. He was saying machanis kabbalah. Bahoche gomer mi rabbe, the psukas agalgeres, baroiv chalola. This was his messiah, some of mele, so this is not the basa shayra of chach. But the Yecheskel called it pigo. So Rashi says, what's the case of milse de talye bismara? Kegoin makifen bereye. But there are certain colors in the reye which are treif. There are certain colors in the reye which are kasha. So you take something which has a similar color and you bring it next to the reye. And then for that we can figure out if it's kosher or treif. For example, the ikal meima dilma leima dama chazusa shapi could be the comparison that we're comparing the reya to this color could be it's not a true comparison. For example, chigoin damya lebisra, if the reya is the same color of red meat. V'damye lekavde, or it has the color of a liver. V'damye lebeyese, or it has the color of a yolk of an egg. V'damye lemarike is also a yellowish type of color. V'ikaminayu ksheres, v'ikaminayu treifes. So, upa'amim shodem toye v'mareiseyem. There, if you're comparing colors, from a mele, that's scary. It could be, you say it looks alike and it's a mare kosher, it could be it wasn't not exactly that mare. Then the Gemara asked another kasher, but how was Rabbi Bar Bachana allowed to eat it mishum shoda? People shouldn't say mishum disharye nalei, since he was matere, moizel gabay. So therefore, we had a behemoth, there was a shell of its treif or kosher. If it was treif, so the behemoth is worth $100. It's dog meat. If it's kosher, it's worth $1,000. No, Rabbi Babachanan said it's a kosher behemoth. So when he sold him a piece of meat, so he saw his moizel gabay, he didn't give him, let's say, a pichashman, it should be $5 a pound, and he gave him for $4 a pound. And mishum de shari nele, moizel gabay, v'nitel kenetel schar al hira osoy, and he's taking schar for the psak. It means, why is he giving it cheaper? He's giving them cheaper. This is not schar, other subjects, not schar betela. Schar betela is, it took him 5 hours to remember the shayla. He just said it was just kosher a treif, but he's getting schar for this hayra. So the Gemara says, achshav, donas hadin, al soda, ay al talis, bein ze lo ze, who's an interpreter between two people, tenedim shehidu al soda, al talis, ein shaplenim, Kulan Rashon Likach Oisei Chayfetz. He told him, you're allowed to purchase it. But Chazal said, Harchik min hakiyor, Shalo yomru bishvil kach zikol. But people will say, the reason why he was mezakim, shitnanu loy bezer. And he should sell it to him for a cheaper price. So the Maram asked the cash over here, before Rashi said by treifes the chshad is v'nire kenoitel schar al hira osoy, he's taking schar for the hira. That's the avla. That's the chshad. And here Rashi is a bit different chshad, but he was mezakim that he should sell it to him cheap. So the Maram Bachsame answers as follows. Before, if he said it's a kosher behime, what do you say? He said it's kosher in order that he should sell it them cheap. I mean, if it was, it would be treif, it would be more cheaper. If you say it was treif. And then, number one. Number two, I mean, I'm choshed him that he said it's kosher. It's really not kosher. It's really not kosher, but he said it's kosher. He says, what is he going to do with not kosher meat? So here the chshad is, it's taka kosher. But if he said it's kosher, it's kosher. But people will think that he's giving him his neutral schar al hirosoi, which is not allowed. Why did he sell it to him cheap? So why says he's taking schar for the hiro? That will be the chshad over there. Here by a karke, I mean, he passed that it's his karke, and now the he wants him to sell them cheap. He will be talking sell them cheap because he said the karke belongs to him. Shari Buche, Shayekoin, Navy, Lofanov Sarafiz, the daughter, told Rabbi, Nakoin brought Navy Lofanov Buche, Lirais Mumai. And she bought a bechir, he should examine the moon. Oye matiroi, loyer lekech mimeno mipsaroi, he didn't buy from that meat. Bechir noig bismanaze, lukshu tam, eini roi leklum, the sheikh had kotshim bechutz. Rav Chizde, koyin have, to nabrin him begitten banazokim, Rav Chizde was a koyin, Mar says, Neretz Yisroel, Shmeinim zugim achim kahanim, nesuim shmeinim zugis achoyes kahanis. Moses Naritz Yisrael, there was once a city that there was two brothers kahanim married two sisters kahanis, and there was 80 times two. That means in Naritz Yisrael there was, which is not, this whole thing is not so shriach, but in Naritz Yisrael there was 80 Zugis Kahanim married two sisters, these two brothers, with 80 Zugis, that means that 80 Zugis of 82 brothers married two sisters, Bas Kahanim. In Bava, I think there's only one case, and that was Rav Chisda's daughters. Hakaponim, we see Rav Chisda was a kohen. Rashi says Rav Chisda was a kohen. As here, the Tosfos HaRosh asks on Rashi, how did Rashi say Rav Chisda was a kohen? The halacha is that a bocher ba'amum is mutter for Yisrael, afilu for goy is mutter. Why does Rashi have to say that he was a kohen? So, Masha wants to say when Torah, Rashi Masech this Tmura, Rav Chisda himself said it Tmura. Well, a kohen is not allowed to sell to a Yisrael a bocher ba'amum, because it's like kohen a masayeh or the beis agronis. The beis agronis, that means usually this meat was cheap. It was a good buy, and if he sells it to Yisrael, so it's like he's opening up a pesach. That when you listen, I'm doing you a favor. So when you tell your truma, you should know who to give it to. It is an issa to sell it to a zar, and here he said Rav Chisda purchased it. So that's why Rashi said Rav Chisda was a kohen. That's what the Masha wants to say in the second kashya. So the Gemara, so that we have a kasha that Rav Chisda's daughter asked Rabbi, or my father asking that it's a balmum, or my father didn't purchase the meat. And you asking that it's not rev, you purchased. So he answered, but no, there's a difference how it's purchased. Bachar nimkar ba'imet. The bisar bachar is not weight. V'loi b'mishkol. Not b'mishkol. We mean b'bchayres. Kol psulei ha-mugdoshim nishchotim v'nimkarim b'itlis v'nimkarim b'litra. Kol psulei ha-mugdoshim chutz min ha-bchayr v'amayser. Why does only nimkar ba'imet? But over here is miskel ha-mukhach shakal rain shushaykel litra b'dinner kamayser l'achayr. The price that I was charged for the weight is, everyone else is also the same price. Ma'ike b'mei yecholim l'chashdeini, mishum unsem al yosho, sheshoitum li al ritra mi meitav ha-bosa, they're giving me a better quality meat. V'yem enam yecholkim li kov d'moichim li min ha-meitav. That's no problem. Zog Tosfos, v'heicha ovid hochi, the Gemara asked Akasha and Rabbi Bar Bachana, how was Rabbi Bar Bachana permitted to be matter the boss of, we learned Achochem Shetimei, so Chaveir is not allowed to be matter. Vim Taima, like Tosfos, the Lekamon, Rabbi Yehu Machte, Nishtakach, Besimpoina, the Kavda. They found a needle in the symptom of the covet, and there was a shaila how it got there, and if we have to be chayish that this machav made a nekev. It's bekitza. Huna ma'abarei d'rav idi toref. Huna ma'abarei d'rav idi. He said it's chayif. Avada ba'amanyumi machshel. He said it's kosher. But tachtois was he just said agamore. If a chochem was matriv, and the second chochem is not allowed to be matriv. V'yeshloima d'hosam agmori somech. So Tosfos says, a chochem is not permitted to be matriv, the issa of the first one, why does that give his matriv misvorim? That means that the first one had a svor that it's also. So I miss, even though misvar, I hold it's mutter, I'm not allowed to be matter. But if I have a Kabbalah that it's mutter, then there's no issue. I'm going with a Kabbalah. It's not me that's being matter. It's not as I'm coming with a Kabbalah. Atasis brings, because I'm reading Besayf, Perek, Beis, Deni, a very interesting story. Rabbi Yalse, I think was Rav Nachman's wife, we heard her in Sachtes Brachis, a very determined woman. And the Isis Dome Lakame the Rabbi Barbachane. The Tomilo, she had Dam. The Sophic was Dam Toyer Dam Tome. She brought it to Rabbi Barbachane. The Tomilo, he said it's Tome. The Isis Kame the Rabbi Yitzchok Barab Yehuda. She bought, but she was determined, so she goes to Rabbi Yitzchok Barab Yehuda.
But Dachila, he says it's Torah. About it. This is such a mess.
Torah, hello. Michachem Shetimid, and Meis Takasha, and Rabbi Yitzchak, and Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, how could he be Metahe? Rabbi Baba Chana was Metame, Achachem Shetimid, not to be Metahe. The prophet of the first Chach.
And Mishan, he said, this is a very interesting story. The Mikari, Tommy Tmuyula, was Metame.
I mean, she came to him, she told him the story, she told him Dvar Mekab Yosem, I just came from Rabbi Baba Chana, Rabbi Baba Chana said it's Tommy.
Now you look at it, what do you have to say?
He said, it's Tommy.
Yeah, Chana said, it's Tommy, it's Tommy.
But she was persistent, so she said like this, that even the Amra, what she told him, listen, Kol Yom Avodochi Li Rabbi Baba Chana Ki Agam. Now this is not the first time I showed him such a matter. I showed him many times such a matter, and he was Matayah. Bahu Yayme Chosh Baine. That today, when he's looking, I saw he had a headache. He was looking, he was squinting. He didn't see to us. He was Matayah. But I'm telling you, he was always Matayah of this matter. So, Rav Yitzchak Rav Yehuda heard this. I told that story. She told him that, I mean, Rabbi Baba Chana was always makel with this matter, so, we'll see, the whole reason he was metamez al tkvoidei of Rabbi Baba Chana. Rabbi Baba Chana said it's tome, but now she told him, I mean, Rabbi Baba Chana, today I saw he had was chosh beinoi, so memela, that's what I'm telling you, he's always matter. No, if he's always matter, and Rabbi Tzak also held that it's mutter, so maybe he's matter.
The boy Hossam, fine, we're still in the middle of the story. The boy Hossam, the Gemara Klaus HaShayla, Kazai Hitali Ploini Chachemal, Perish Nemenis Aini Nemenis. Now, the Gemara Klaus HaShayla, a different Shayla, let's say you have a Rachel has a Shayla and a Mar of Dam, and so Leia says, let me see the Mar, let me see. So Rachel shows her the Mar, Leia says, you know, I have this Mar a lot of times, and the matter this man, like to go to, I'm telling you. So the Gemara clears a shayla, can Rachel be samech on what Leia is saying? Leia says, she says that. Not clears a shayla. Uboi le milkshit, meyuv de diyalse de nemenet. So I'm going to bring you see Rabbi Yitzchak, I mean, Rabbi Yitzchak said it's tome. And then she told him, no, Rabbi Baba Chana is matter, this matter today, it does. Oh, so then he was matter. So you see, Rabbi Yitzchak, that means like this, if he wouldn't believe her, so that means like this, so then Rabbi Baba Chana is assering, then he'll also asser. Mishum kvaydish, Rabbi Baba Chana is going to asser, that means, but since she told him that he's always matter, today he had problems, chosh beinei, so he trusted her, he relied on her, she said, oh, that's the story, it's mutter. So we see that you could rely on the woman says, that mean that, but she's bucky in the mare, and they were matter, that she can do, because that's here, lichachem. She's nema. Fine. Umishani. Then the Gemara says, it's not right. Rav Yitzchak and Rav Yehuda Agmori Somach. No, there Rav Yitzchak and Yehuda were Somach on his Kabbalah. Upiri Shom Bekuntres. So Rashi says, what is Pshat the Gemara's Dichu? The Hoda Bei Meidach Shenuyi. That the Gemara had Charote. He says, we had a Kasha. And the Yalsa came to Rav Yitzchak and after Rabbi Baba Chana was metame, she came to Rabbi Yitzchak, so Rabbi Yitzchak said it's toy. That was the mice, he said it's toy. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yitzchak, how can you be metame? Rabbi Baba Chana was metame. So first the Gemara says, no, the story was that she told him that this mar Rabbi Baba Chana was always metame, and today, Choshbeine, what's the Gemara say? Gemara says, so now I see something from you, but she is an amonis. I mean, that's the terror. But she said that he's always metayer, and Rabbi Yitzchak was saying mechanan that was also metayer. So, no, says no. You're right. It could be she doesn't have the money.
The Gemara says, so we're back to the old kasha. If she doesn't have mnemonis, so how?
So the Gemara says, if she doesn't have mnemonis, so we're back to the old kasha. How could Rav Yitzchak be metayer? It was a chochem shatime. So the Gemara says, Rav Yitzchak agmorei somach. So Rashi, we don't have this Rashi, but Kapon Taisa is a Rashi, or Perisham Bekuntres, Dohoda by Meidach Shenui, the Shani Meikori, Tmui Tomilo, even the Gemara has Charote from the first Pshat, with the whole Maise. No, the Kivin, the Agmorei somach, Rashoi Lahata Mashosa Chadere. Mo is now a new Teres. That what I'm not allowed to paskin connected another Talmud Chacham, that's if I'm paskining. He said like this, I say fakir. But if I have a Kabbalah, that Allah is like this, it's not I'm paskining connected him, I have a Messiah. So then, he says it's also, but I have a Messiah that it's mutter, then I'm allowed to say it's mutter. That's how Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara over there. So the Gemara was matcha the first akimte with that he first was matami. No, he was matcha right away, and there's no problem because he was samech on the Messiah. V'chi amrinen ve'ein chaveira shoyim lahate einu misvore. So meile. So now we have a new hagdore. In this halacha of chochem she'osar ein chaveirei, the chaver is not permitted to be matar. That is dafkid, he's being matar misvore. He's matar migmore from a kabbalah, there's no problem. Ula peirushoi, so according to Rashi, v'shmait nami, l'may de masik, v'agmori samech, v'yitzorich l'may de mishani, rav loy osa, v'loy midi, el demes matare. So Taisa is like this. So according to Rashi, it comes out our hasugya lefi emes is not. You don't have to say what we said in the beginning. In the beginning, we asked Akasha, how could Rabba Baba Chonem be matter Rav Asa? So the Gemara says he didn't ask her. There was no Isser. He just sent it to Rabba Baba Chonem. He didn't ask her. Then the Gemara asked Akasha, but how could Rabba Baba Chonem eat from the meat that's bosser shayra olav chachem? So Mo says, no, it's not Hoyrol of Chochem, Agmori Samach. That's the Koder of Chochem. So it comes out according to Rashi, Mesechtes Nidim. So now we don't have to come on to the first Teretz that Rav never asked. We could say Rav did ask, but Rav Baba Chon, Agmori Samach. I think Gemara said before Rav never asked, because that's the truth. Maisi never asked also. So I'm to say a Teretz to the Kash. The Kash is fine till Nishman. But in Emes, in the way Rashi says in Nida, Lefiya Emes, it's the Kash is in Shver. Because Rabba Baba Chondag Mori Samach. That's the way Rashi says in Nida. L'choy Roy Nira, but he says, I did not want to learn Pshat in the Gemara the way Rashi says. L'choy Roy Nira, Pshat Aloche, the Nida, Agmore somach ulachain hemin ledvorel. That means that we're having a pilpul. If Aisha Shomuk is a tirali chochem, if she's nemon, and we see that Rav Yitzchak was metayel, so you see, he trusted us. And Moses says, no, agmore somach. That means that what she said, it could be, wouldn't have been saimechana, but he himself knew. Yet a Kabbalah that this dam is toil, so a meiler, olachain hemin ledvorel, that means she take, because he take knew that it was take dam toil. So therefore, the way Taisus learns Shani and the Gemara, so a meiler, a Gemari somach is not, that means the Yisai that had in the Gemara neither was, because she told them that Rabba Baba Chana was always matter this, was always matir this mare. That's the Emeseheta. No, who says that she's telling the truth? Agmori Somach, Tamasoma, she's telling the truth, because he knows Taka that it's Tam Toya. So Memele, Alel Frichen Lushni Yikame, Mikoy Tamuyet Tomei Lo. So you need the same tenets like before. He also was metama before, because he held that if Rav asked, he won't be. If Rabbi Baba Chana was metama, he won't be metaya. By he uvda de lekama. So bekitzel, we have here a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. If one chacham was matel, if one chacham aset, can a second chacham be matel? Not misvaren, a gemari sama. So Rashi mesech does need the holes. He could be matel. A gemari sama and Tosfos wants to say no, he can't be matel. Now let's vahi uvda de lekama. So the first place I wanted to say a teretz, that we hear the Maisa, they found a machat, the simpune de kavde, that hune mar berei de Rav Idi aselt, and Rav Ada was marsher, and they said, yes, the kash hakadi be marsher. The first place I wanted to say a gemori somach, and that is where Rashi says a meseches nida. But Taisvis wants to say there's no such gemori meseches nida, so do him shan de gemori. So we're back now with the kasha. I yielded the lakam on the machat shenimtzis besimpoinu de kavde. Shema yishneim bebeis hamedrash nishalo hashayla lifneim lishneim. Maybe the shayla was asked from both of them. They were both standing there. One said his opinion, the other said his opinion. That means the whole isadak, if you come to one and he paskins, so mamil, then a second chacham can be soiser as psak. But if you come to both, yes, what do you also? He could say his opinion, he could say his opinion. Inami lo yoda shosa chaveir, or maybe I'll tell you a second third, that they're speaking about that he did not know that the other one asked, so that's why he was mad. The chain. The Tais is right, the chain eidim shiido kulam rashoim likach. So now it says, if Edim said Edis, that a karka belongs to Reuben, they'll have to buy from Reuben, Mikar Adim, don't to be choshed them that it was a falsha Edis, but al tachik min akir. So Taisvah says, why Mikar Adim don't you have to be chayish? So Taisvah says, the shnaim einam chshudim, the meaning of that is the Yevomis, two Edim are not choshed. Some of they said the Jews become akim lebal nefesh teiv lahachik al nefesh hachik minakia. Like Taisvus v'mtayim ve'edim haich reshoyim likach. And the Taisvus says, why aren't they choshut? Bishloim mechasumim al get ishe. If edim did a ma'ase, they chasmi lan a get ayal shtar mekach. Lechoshu chachomim the ma'ase lo yovli. Two Edim won't do a Maisa Shel Sheker. We can rely on them. Avol Dibure, Pasamazai, to say words, Omri. Two Edim to say Samazai words could be that we can rely on them. Can Imrini Beperka Mekal. Oma La Edim, a person told two Edim, Imri Le Seifa Lichtev, they should tell a Seifa Lichtev, from Edim Yachtemu. Reisase be Yisrael kazayis. The sefer should chas v'shalom not right, and the edim should mechasme. The chayshin and sheme taskir edim. And we're afraid that maybe the Baal never told them. Maybe she told them to tell. V'chem yeh. So it seems it was two edim. So v'aistay is two edim anat choshud l'shaker. If they did a maisa, they were a star, they were a get. The same thing. It seems the whole criteria is after you do a mice. Yishloima, so Taisa says the criteria isn't a mice. The whole dover shenigmar alpim, choshev mice. If they made a gmar, they accomplished something, that's called a mice. Avalosum sheine elo dibo ba'alme. Here, they're not accomplishing anything. Sha'oimer min abal ala sefer, sha'oimer mishem abal ala sefer, they're not accomplishing anything. They're just telling the sefer, b'shem abal, lichtay v'leidim lachtay, That's Shahim Layasa. Who says they're going to do it? Belait is Garish. Begamim ain't Gaimrim Adov, Ainim Chayshishim Bin. That what the Gemara says in Gittin, because they don't feel they're doing such a big Avla. They tell the Sefer tonight, who says to listen to them? They tell the Sefer, listen to them, they're not doing an Avla. So Memele, then they're not, we can't trust them. But if they're saying Aedis and Bezdin will Paskin, so they realize that they're doing something, that it's accomplishing something, then they're not Choshul L'Shakim. Fine. So the Gether is, the Shnayim Einem Cheshudim L'Shakim, if they accomplish something. So now Taisvis asks, Vim Taima, Dona Sadin, the Hoche, by Dona Sadin, it seems it's one dying. Haiche Shoilika, Vala Yochitaka, Vidiktoni Don, and Don means one. The Mikaych Masis and the Bchayrus is not Dona Sadin, Mais, Pekam, the Sanhedrin, Vishnaim Shadonu, the name Din, Don, the Zamin Bezdi, Vlav Davke Bezal, who the Necho. So how could one dying, how could you rely on one dying? When I'm with the dying like Hoshe, the Marine Bird based the Yavomis, Hachochem Sha'osar Se'isha Beneda, the Loy Yisa'ena. It's a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says that a woman made a Neda, and it's a bitter Neda. The husband says, either Yamata this Neda, or he's going to give her a get. So she comes to Hachochem, is there a heter to the Neda? Hachochem shakes his head, I don't see a heter. No heter. Husband gives a get. The next day, the new announcement that this dayan, this chochem, just made snoim with this, you get a woman. So the din is, hachochem she'osa se'isha b'neda de'lo yisa'ena. He's not allowed to marry her. So mamele, you see, a dayan is also choshud. There's only a head of two people. So by Mela we see, but even though he's a dying by profession, but that doesn't mean that we can trust him. So here we have Donas Adin, it means by the Yochid, so how can we trust him? So Taisvi says two terus. One teret for Shema Hashinim Hosam Tvei, Shema Einov Nosambo. There's a bazunder in the Soyin, it would seem. But Tamazoi Donas Adin was speaking about Choshe Mishpah, we're going to be afraid of this. There it's speaking about one. But here could be the Dayanim are speaking about their two, and two are not Chashidim.